KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, the list of high school qualifiers for this week's Drake Relays were released over the weekend, and a large number of Southwest Iowa athletes will be representing area schools. The Drake Relays will come up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 25th through the 27th, held at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Take a look at some of the local qualifiers here in there are no classes. It's Drake Relays. In girls action, the girls qualifiers include Atlantic having their 4x400-meter relay team qualify. That team includes Pluma Pross, Alyssa Derby, Taylor McCready, and Haley Rasmussen. Harlan's 4x100-meter team qualified. Nottoway Valley had their 4x100-meter relay team also qualify in that event with Jenna Yonker, Lexi Shike, Reagan Weinheimer, and Maddox DeVault making up that team. On the boys' side, Atlantic had several qualifiers. Chase Mullinex was one of the double qualifiers as he qualified in both the 400 and the 800-meter events for this weekend. Zade Nicholson, his teammate, will also run in the 400 meters, and Chase will also have some, he'll have a familiar face running in the 800 as well. Craig Allen Becker qualified in the 800-meter run also. In the 4x400 meters, it'll be Zade Nicholson, Craig Allen Becker, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex representing the Trojans. And also the distance medley, Zade Nicholson, Tyler Moen, Chase Mullinex, and Craig Allen Becker will all be participating in that event for Atlantic. Also, Harlan will have Michael Earlmeyer competing in the long jump and Derek Wire in the discus. Their 4x400-meter relay team of Eli Bolden, John Owens, Jonathan Munson, and Michael Earlmeyer also qualified. IKM Manning has Amos Rasmussen running in the 100 meters. Underwood will have Braden Wullen in the 400 meters. There are plenty of qualifiers around the state running at Drake. Again, the Drake Relays this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Paul Goldschmidt had a pair of hits, drove in two runs as the Cardinals took the rubber match of their three-game set with the Mets 6-4. Dakota Hudson recorded his first Major League win as a starting pitcher by allowing three runs and five hits over five innings for the Redbirds. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Miami 5-0. San Francisco down Pittsburgh 3-2. The Dodgers over Milwaukee 6-5. Chicago beat Arizona 2-1. It was Colorado over Philadelphia by a final of 4-1, and San Diego beat Cincinnati by a 4-3 final. In the American League, the Yankees squandered a 5-0 lead before beating the Royals 7-6 on Austin Romine's RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning. Clint Frazier belted a three-run homer in his first game as a cleanup man, but the Yanks needed Romine's third RBI single of the afternoon to win it after wasting James Paxton's six shutout innings on the mound. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Minnesota beat Baltimore 4-3. It was Detroit over the White Sox 4-3. Boston in 11 innings 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Texas beat Houston 11-10. It was Toronto over Oakland 5-4. And the LA Angels beat Seattle 8-6. In interleague play, Atlanta beat Cleveland by a final of 11-5. The New York Yankees all-star slugger Aaron Judge is on the disabled list after hurting his left oblique taking a swing against Kansas City on Saturday. Manager Aaron Boone calls it a pretty significant strain and says it will be several weeks before New York can even estimate when the slugger will return. The Yankees now have 13 players out, including Giancarlo Stanton, Luis Severino, Gary Sanchez, Miguel Andujar, and Aaron Hicks. Judge has five homers and is batting .288 with 11 RBIs. The right fielder has played in every game so far this season. Also in the majors, Blue Jays pitcher Matt Shoemaker suffered a torn ACL in his left knee during Saturday's start. Shoemaker is 3-0 with a .157 earned run average in five games this year, one season after being limited to seven starts with the Angels because of a strained right forearm. The Rays have placed outfielder Austin Meadows on the 10-day injured list with a sprained right thumb. Meadows calls it a freak accident caused when he awkwardly slid into third base on a two-run triple in the seventh inning in Saturday night's 6-5 loss to the Boston Red Sox. In basketball news, Iowa State senior Mariel Shayok earned a spot on the all-tournament team at the prestigious Portsmouth Invitational for his performance this weekend. Shayok, an Ottawa, Ontario native, averaged 17 points in three games for the Portsmouth Sports Club. In his opener, Shayok scored 37 points on 13 of 26 shooting. He connected on 7 of 9 three-pointers in the game. His 37-point effort was the best performance in the tournament. Shayok's fellow Cyclone teammate Nick Weiler-Babb also had a strong performance at the tournament, averaging 5.7 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 6.3 assists in that tourney. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, Boston beat Indiana 110-106, and with that win, the Celtics shut out the Clippers in four straight, shut out the Pacers, in four straight games as the Celtics move on to the second round. The Golden State Warriors have a 3-1 lead over the LA Clippers after a 113-105 win on Sunday. Also, Toronto beat Orlando 107-85. The Raptors lead that series 3-1. Portland beat Oklahoma City 111-98. The Trailblazers holding a 3-1 lead now in that series. In the National Hockey League playoffs yesterday, Boston beat Toronto 4-2, and that ties that series at 3 apiece. That opening round set now will head to a 7th. San Jose also sent their series with Vegas to a 7th as the Sharks beat the Golden Knights in double overtime, 2-1, and that ties that series at 3 apiece, heading back to San Jose. The Washington Capitals winger T.J. Oshie is expected to miss the rest of the playoffs after undergoing surgery to repair a broken right clavicle. Oshie was injured late in Game 4 in the Carolina Hurricanes against the Carolina Hurricanes on a hit from behind from Warren Fogle. The 32-year-old had 21 points in 24 games during Washington's run to the Stanley Cup last year. He had 54 points in 69 regular season games and 2 in the first round of the playoffs before he was injured. Oh, with Nate Stanley returning for his 3rd as a starter, the only competition at quarterback during spring drills at Iowa is for the job as backup. Sophomore Peyton Manziel and redshirt freshman Spencer Petras both saw limited action a year ago, and Manziel feels the experience has been a plus.
You know, it's nice that I'm getting to the point now where it's not as much of learning the playbook as it is of just, like, learning, like, where things should be at that certain time. So it's more of just, like, learning, like, going from what I knew to, like, on the field.
Here's Iowa quarterbacks coach Ken O'Keefe.
You know, Spencer and Peyton are battling it out right now for, you know, with reps for the second spot at this particular point. And then we've been fortunate enough the last week we got Alex Padilla some reps as well.
O'Keefe says a decision probably won't be made until the season begins.
One guy has an up day, then, you know, the other guy, you know, then it's different the next day. So it's back and forth, up and down, you know, the entire time. So it's you know, we're going to wait till the whole thing's done before, you know, we decide anything. Obviously, it may not get decided until after, preseason in the fall.
The Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills coming up on Friday night. Drake football coach Todd Stepsa says a near miss at Iowa State last season has had lasting impact on the Bulldog program. The Bulldogs were a late addition to the Cyclones' schedule, and they gave a valiant effort in a 27-24 loss as they finished their season with a 7-4 record.
So not only have recruits noticed it, high school coaches within the state noticed how well we played and how well our guys competed. It's definitely helped the perception of our program and the type of level that we play and that, when you come out to Drake and watch a game, you're going to be entertained. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Stepsa says just the publicity Drake received for playing the game was a plus.
You know, the score and how we played, you know, that was obviously a great thing. But, you know, the coverage we got on our players leading up to that game, you know, all of a sudden you got to see the personalities on our team and, you know, what kind of person comes to Drake and plays football, and you know, not only is it a great product on the field, but then boy, it's real easy to root for our players because man, they're doing it for the right reasons and they're here for the right reasons.
Drake also working through their spring drills this week. In golf, C.T. Pan took advantage of Dustin Johnson's back nine meltdown to win the RBC Heritage for his first PGA Tour victory. The 27-year-old Pan closed with a 4-under-67 at Harbortown Golf Links for a one-stroke victory over Matt Kuchar. Pan finished at 12-under-par 272. The top-ranked Johnson led entering the round before shooting a 6-over-par 77 to end up in a tie for 28th place at 4-under. He played a 5-hole stretch in 7-over-par, making bogeys on numbers 11 through 13 and double bogeys on 14 and 15. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.